right?
Yes.
Case number four. Please come forward, 21-862.
Yep.
Where did he go? He's gone.
This case first.
He wants to hurry up and sign.
I know.
21-862.
Yep.
So I left on the stairs.
Yeah, he came up and said he was waiting on a witness.
Oh, his attorney Sherman said that, Nancy?
Yes.
They're waiting on a witness?
Yes.
Waiting on a witness. Mother. But I mean.
He told me it's just going to be a minute before hearing.
Give him a minute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, there's a poor truck broken down the side of the road.
They're waiting for a witness.
They're lost.
Well, yeah.
All right. Well,
yep.
Sorry for making you come forward. We'll take you next.
Yep. We're trying.
We're doing our best. So, getting back in order. Case number 322-227.
There she is. She's here. Yep. Yeah, Ridgefield case.
Can you please identify yourself for the record, indicating the authority you're representing here today, please? Can you speak your name?
Jeff Kreitz, Chief of Police, Kreitz.
And your witness, Chief?
Detective Victoria Ryan.
Detective
Victoria Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
That's easy enough. Okay, Chief, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, the appellant was denied for suitability reasons. Based on the information obtained during the background investigation of the investigation by Detective Ryan, which included incidents and involvements with our police agency, other police agencies, and a state agency between the years of 2012 and 2019, which showed a pattern of what we felt of irresponsible behavior, which raised concerns for her ability to possess a firearm.
Thank you, Chief. Madam Appellant, would you like to make an opening statement? You don't have to if you'd like, but just when you do speak, if you could speak up so they can.
No, I don't have an opening statement.
All right, thanks, ma'am. You may proceed, Chief.
I'm actually going to defer to Detective Ryan, the witness. She was hands-on with the investigation, and let her go.
Thank you. So first I would like to address some questions to the appellant. According to your letter that you wrote to the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners, you had stated that you had experimented with drugs in college. Could you clarify what drugs you used in college?
I wouldn't say I used drugs. I mean, I tried marijuana and cocaine. Back then it was something called Molly. It wasn't a pattern. It was a one-time experience back when I was a teenager, fresh out of high school.
Okay. During my investigation and following up with DCF, during a June 2000 investigation, you had allegedly told DCF that you were 8 years sober from cocaine and ecstasy. Does that appear to correlate with
When I was talking to them, my mom had told me to use those words, clean and sober, because it would look better to DCF than just saying that I experimented in college.
Okay. I'd also like to point out that during my interview with the appellant, she had told me when I had asked her, did you ever use recreational drugs? She did state no at that time. In your letter that you wrote, you stated that you never put yourself, that you would never put yourself in a position that would jeopardize you or your daughter's future after you found out that you were pregnant. In your letter, you also stated that you slipped on that promise when you had your DUI in June of 2013. You also then stated that you determined to not let drugs or alcohol or anyone who abuses them to be in your life. In September of 2015, you were arrested for disorderly conduct in Southbury, Connecticut. Within the letter that you wrote, you stated that your parents told police that you were absent for 4 days. In the letter, you stated that was not true.
It was not true.
You also stated that you told police that you that your parents had told police that you had struck your mother in the chest. In your letter, you stated that was not true. I do want to just point out that in the police report by state police, they did document that they took a photograph of the victim's chest that did show a slight redness there. In the summer of 2017, in your letter, you state that you ate a cookie, not knowing it was a special homemade cookie. Could you please state what was in the cookie that made it special?
I don't know. I didn't make the cookie.
And where did you obtain that cookie?
It was at someone's house. It wasn't at my home. It was at a party, a family party at someone's house.
So why did you state in your letter that it was a special homemade cookie?
Because after eating the cookie, I didn't feel normal.
In an investigation with DCF, you had told them that in 2017 that you had used marijuana. Did that correlate with eating the cookie or with having smoked marijuana?
I had tried marijuana back in college.
Were you in college in 2017?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yet you told DCF that the last time you used marijuana was in 2017.
I don't recall it.
I do want to state that during my interview with the appellant, she had told me that she had not used marijuana since high school. In February 2018, your then 7-year-old daughter had made a claim to DCF that you had taken an alcoholic drink in a to-go cup and you were the driver that evening. During that time when I asked you why your daughter would have made that statement, you stated because she says a lot of stupid shit. In your letter that you wrote, you told the board that it was a friend who took an alcoholic drink and a to-go cup, and you took a fresh Sprite. Was the Sprite in a to-go cup?
My Sprite was in a to-go cup, yes.
In June 2018, there was a police incident where your daughter was at school and was found to be in possession of a prescription pill bottle. It was found that within that pill bottle, it contained over-the-counter pain medications and one hydrocodone pill. During that investigation, DCF had asked you if you would submit to a drug test. You declined, stating that you felt it was unwarranted.
Yes.
Was that the only reason that you had declined taking the drug test?
The name on the pill bottle wasn't my name.
Correct, it was your mother's name.
Correct.
She had told police that they had utilized her daughter's backpack during a horseback riding
She was at my parents' house that weekend. I was not there. She was with my parents that weekend from Friday evening all the way to Sunday. And when I picked her up Sunday afternoon, probably early evening, she went to school the next day, and that's when it was found. I was not aware that it was in her backpack. I was not aware of any of that. But it was not my pill bottle, which is why I declined. And I don't do drugs. I'm not. I don't think it was warranted at that time.
In your letter, you had mentioned that we had stated that regarding the working at Texas Roadhouse that you failed to complete your work history. And your statement to that was that you worked in 10 bars in over 10 years and then seemed to defer to if I had taken the time to fact check. But I do want to point out that the application itself was incomplete since you did not add that location on your work history. And lastly, in February 2019, Ridgefield Police responded to your residence when your babysitter had called stating that you did not arrive home. We received that call at about 6:10 in the morning. Your mother ended up responding to the scene first, and ultimately you ended up telling daughters, police on scene, that you had gotten drunk the night before because it was your birthday and your phone had died.
I don't recall saying I had gotten drunk. I said I went out for my birthday. And I did. I went out for my birthday. My phone had died. I fell asleep and I did not make it home on time. It was a one-time occurrence. It was not something that happened all the time.
I believe in your letter, you stated that you had left your truck knowing that it was that
I was going to
you were
drinking.
Going to be drinking. So you had a DD pick you up and take you to the party.
Yep.
Was your DD supposed to drive you home?
Yes.
What happened that?
I fell asleep. I don't recall anything else really happening. It was just we were at my friend's house for the party and I fell asleep in the guest room. And when I had woken up, it was around, I would think, maybe 7. And that was when I panicked. My phone was dead. I arrived home to find police officers at my house with my mother, my child. The incident.
A review of those incidents were just what led to our belief that it was a pattern of poor judgment and not taking responsibility that led us to question her suitability.
Thank you, Detective. Ma'am, I know that was a bunch of questions. There were a couple, I'd call them testimonial statements by the detective. Did you have any questions for her based on anything she just said? You'll have a chance to rebut. You're going to come up next. No
questions.
Okay. Does the board have questions based on any of the testimony for either the detective or the appellant, knowing that the appellant's going to be going next? No questions? Are there any other witnesses, Chief? Okay. Ma'am, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
I mean, I think it's kind of, when they say it's a pattern of my behavior, I think that does not show my behavior. I've never really been in trouble with anything as far as what I did back in high school when I was young and naive. I'm pretty sure everyone in this room has been young and naive and done things that they've regretted and tried things they've regretted. But at the end of the day, I've learned from it and I've moved forward. I'm not a big carry my pistol. The reason why I want it is because my family hunts, we fish. My boyfriend's in the military, well, was in the military back then. I just wanted it to have it. We like to go to the range. I mean, I really don't think my past exploration, I guess, would define who I am today as a person. Those incidents were one-time incidents. My mom, when I got arrested, my mom and I were on different terms as far as lifestyle. She is very strict with her rules and was not approving of my bartending job or my job as a dancer at the time. So we were at very different odds at the time, which is why when she said I was gone for 4 days, I have proof I didn't bring, I couldn't find it, but I have pictures of us that weekend all together up at the Biggie. It was just false. So I feel like my behavior is not who I am now. Like I said, what I did when I was fresh out of high school, I was young and dumb, and I'm aware of that now. And I don't think that should be one of the defining factors as to why I was denied.
Detective or Chief, do you have any follow-up questions based on the appellant's testimony?
No.
Support, I have any questions for the appellant?
Just
Colonel.
What town do you live now?
Richfield.
Just still live in Richfield?
I've been there for just 7 years now. Okay.
And we didn't get it, and at least I couldn't find a copy of the application. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing for work now?
I'm a bartender.
Okay. And how long have you been at that same location?
Going on a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Okay. That's all I have.
Other questions? No questions? Okay. Do you have any other witnesses?
I don't know why I have a witness.
You don't have to, but you can.
I have one. Yeah. What's the relationship with your mother now?
It's definitely a lot better than what it was. Like I said, she didn't really agree with my job being a single parent, working nights, working days, having a child. She did not agree with it due to religious reasons and her own personal beliefs. It's taken a very long time to get her to be okay with it. We are on a much better page, especially because I don't live with her anymore, and I feel like that was a lot of the tension. So now that I'm on my own, our relationship has gotten very, very, very much better.
So it seems, when was the last time that you and your mother had like a serious disagreement? That
the night the police officer showed up at my house on my birthday.
That would have been 2019?
Yes. And it wasn't even a big disagreement. It was just she wasn't happy with, at the time I was working as an exotic dancer as well as a bartender, and that was a big no-no for her. And she was doing everything she could to make me look and appear like an unfit parent because she did not agree with my lifestyle.
And I may should have asked the detective, but did the babysitter call, was it because she was concerned for your well-being, or was she concerned
She had to leave. She had to go.
But why did she call the police? Who called the police? The babysitter, I believe?
I do not know. I know she called my mom.
Okay.
I don't know in which order the proceedings went. I don't know if she called police first or my mom first.
Okay, but the babysitter called the police, you believe?
I don't know for sure. Right. I can't say.
Right. And you don't know. Never mind. I have nothing else.
There's an indication in the report. You had a 2013 DUI arrest, is that correct?
Yes.
What was the outcome of that case?
It was dismissed. I was actually at a fireman's banquet the night of my arrest, and my designated driver, the person who was supposed to bring me home, had a heart attack at the event and was rushed to the hospital. So I ended up driving home. That was when I got my DUI. I did my classes, and everything was kind of dismissed after that.
Did you take the breathalyzer for that, do you recall?
I don't recall. I did.
You don't recall?
I think I did at the station in New Milford, might have, but not on the road.
No, well, they administer it at the station. Do you remember, it was 10 years ago, what your blood alcohol level was?
I do not.
And then you were arrested in 2015 on a domestic?
That would have been with my parents.
Yep. What was the outcome of that case?
Nothing. Everything was dismissed.
Did you have to claim AR?
Nope.
It was just dismissed.
The judge kind of laughed.
They laughed?
That was
the
it.
Judge laughed?
He chuckled, yeah. It was kind of pointless. The officer was there. I actually spoke to one of the state police officers from Southbury. Officer Keen, I believe is his name. He actually was there when I moved up from Georgia. I lived with my parents for 5 years, and he knew that the relationship between my mother and I was not healthy at the time. And when I got brought in on that charge, he kind of laughed and said, let me guess, the mom said she hit her. He kind of knew the story before I even got booked.
So you went to court once and it was dismissed, or?
For the domestic with my parents?
In 2015, yep.
And then the other one, I believe the one that's in there where it says I was picked up, hold on, it was the PWR, I think is what it said on there.
Pause.
What was a prawn
yep,
arrest.
Prawn warrant, yep.
That was just because I missed a court date that had to do with the DUI. I was picked up, booked, they gave me a new court date, and then I was released within, I think it was like an hour or two.
So you've been arrested three times total?
One, two, and three, yeah. And like I said, the prawn was due to the DUI back in 2013.
Did you ever have to go on alcohol treatment?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever go under alcohol
no,
treatment?
No, ma'am.
So you just took the classes for the DUI?
Yeah, the MCCA classes is what they sent me to.
Do you drink regularly?
Occasionally. Sundays at family dinner.
When's the last time you used cocaine?
College.
And you used ecstasy?
I guess, yeah.
You guess?
I don't know what was in it back in the day. Like I said, it was college. I was down in Savannah. St. Patrick's Day. Kind of put two and two together.
Is it normal for you not to come home
no.
when you have a babysitter?
No. That was a one time, one and only time incident.
Any other questions?
Have you, some notes in here refer to DCF. Are you still involved with DCF?
I have not been involved with DCF for probably years. I can't tell you the last time I was involved with them.
How old's your daughter now?
She's 12.
How's she doing?
She's wonderful.
Other questions? Ma'am, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I don't really think so. I just hope that, you know, people can see I'm not who I was back when I was 18.
Chief, would you like to make, or either one of you want to make a closing statement?
Just briefly, just based on the facts that were laid out here by Detective Ryan, our concern is for the suitability based on the pattern that was explained and the fact that there's a child involved here too, alcohol. We do have concerns, and we'll end with that.
Thank you, Chief. Colonel Overturf, refractual.
Sure. This is a denial by the Ridgefield Police Department. The denial is based on suitability. The basis of the denial are several incidents that occurred in the appellant's past. Was arrested for DWI in 2013, in which that case was dismissed after the appellant took the alcohol education program. There was an arrest in 2015 for a domestic between the appellant and her mother. That case seems to also have been dismissed. There was a prawn warrant issued due to the DWI that seemed to have probably also been dismissed once the DWI went away. There was a couple, one or two incidents with DCF referrals, one in which the appellant's daughter had a prescription pill bottle in her backpack. It appears that that was the grandmother's pill bottle and the grandmother's pills. There was no, does not appear to be any arrest or anything regarding that incident. The most recent incident involved in the appellant was in February 2019. The babysitter called both the Ridgefield Police Department and the appellant's mother. When the appellant did not return home from the night before, it was her birthday. The appellant said she drank too much, fell asleep or passed out, woke up about 7 in the morning, returned home to find the police and her mother there. That's the basis for the denial.
Thank you, Colonel. Any comments by the board? Alrighty. Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Issuing authority?
Yes.
Okay. Attorney Sinetti.
Excuse me. Due to the involvement of alcohol and a young person involved in the fact that obviously the appellant is still a bartender, so the alcohol is there. I'm reluctantly going to vote for the issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
Seeing it's been quite some time since arrest history, some cases that were annulled, and some time going as a parent, I'm going to go with the appellant.
Colonel Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Issuing authority.
For the reasons stated by Attorney Sinetti, I'll do issuing authority at this time. Thank you all.